This is Fresh Air. This month, we've invited Dick Hyman to the piano as our performer in residence. Hyman specializes in the history of jazz piano, and today he's recreating the sound of Errol Garner. In addition to performing, Dick Hyman composes and arranges for movies. He's done the scores for Moonstruck, Zelig, The Purple Rose of Cairo, and played on the soundtracks for several other Woody Allen films. Dick Hyman developed his love of jazz as a child, listening to his older brother's record collection. When he was growing up, he was determined to learn how to play.
One way or another, I became familiar with traditional jazz piano styles at a very early and impressionable age. And I got the notion that if I learned how to play like each of them, I could eventually put these things, these styles together in my own individual approach to the keyboard. And I can still separate out the different elements that go into that approach and know where the sources, the roots, so to speak, were. For example, there was a man named Errol Garner, who was a wonderful pianist, wonderful jazz pianist. He died in the late 1970s. He was born in Pittsburgh. He had a unique way of playing the piano. He liked to strum with his left hand as though he were playing the guitar. With the right hand, he'd play so full at times it sounded like a big band. Big chords, big block chords with a lot of notes in them. Very fast octave things like that. A lot of repeated notes. And then in between these explosive kind of block chord and octave elements, he would have a single line sort of thing, almost like a saxophone playing. And he'd put them together with wonderfully alternating characteristics of driving and hard and then a little more relaxed, laid back. And often he used what musicians call rubato. He would play a little out of tempo in one hand, lagging behind the beat in one hand while the left hand kept the beat going like... So... I'll try to put these things together now in my approach to Errol Garner style and do a tune which, if Errol Garner were to be playing a nice standard jazz tune called Undecided, might come out something like this. Thank you. One time I actually played two pianos with Errol Garner, and all I can say was that I learned a lot about what the difference between my impression of his playing was and his own playing. But it was a wonderful, if somewhat humbling, experience, and I wish he were still with us. He was a great, great jazz pianist.
Next week, Dick Hyman plays the music of boogie pianists Mead Lux Lewis and Jimmy Yancey. This is Fresh Air.